One of the greatest skyscrapers in Detroit is on the auction block. The Fisher Building and its next-door neighbor, the Albert Kahn Building, have fallen into foreclosure as they struggle with fewer and fewer tenants. Let's find out more now as we say hello to Dan Austin. He's with the Detroit Free Press, and he runs historicdetroit.org. Hey, Dan.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. We have heard so much buzz about Dan Gilbert buying up downtown office buildings and buzz about Midtown Detroit. I got to say, I think some of us were taken by surprise to see your story in the Free Press and learn the Fisher Building will be auctioned off. What has led to this?
Yeah, what we're seeing is that the prosperity that is happening in Midtown and downtown has yet to translate to New Center. You have a lot of development going on up there, but it's almost all Henry Ford Hospital. The office rates have been steadily declining as either people relocate downtown or Midtown, whatever is trendy, leaving behind these giant buildings. I mean, the Fisher, you look at it and it's huge, you know, almost 700,000 square feet of space, and some of those available or empty suites are, you know, 20,000 square feet. So there's a lot of room, and of course, if you don't put bodies in those suites, then you have a hard time paying the bills, paying to keep all of that beautiful plaster and all those ornate decorations in good shape. I mean, it's running a building of this size is not easy.
It is such a gem. In fact, put on your historic Detroit.org hat for us, Dan Austin. For those who haven't seen the Fisher Building, can you begin to describe this building, the lobby, the Golden Towers?
Man, I don't know whether words can even do it justice, but it is probably Detroit's second greatest example of what we now know as Art Deco architecture, behind only the Guardian Building. And let's be, you know, fair here. It's not many buildings in the country can touch the Guardian, but it's one of very few National Historic Landmarks in Detroit. It's covered in limestone and marble with sculptures all over the place. The interior, man, how can you even describe it?
I know.
It's so beautiful. I mean, you have at least three-story kind of an arcade with beautiful hand-painted ceilings, all sorts of eagles and cherubs and other things. There are mosaic tiles. The colonnade is lined with 40-something kinds of marble from all over the world. I mean, it is considered Detroit's largest art object, is what they call it. And if you haven't been there, I don't care whether you live in Grand Rapids or the UP, it's almost worth the trip to Detroit just to take in the beauty of the Fisher Building.
So it's important to understand that the conditions are good.
Yeah, both of them, yeah. Mm-hmm. Both of them, I wouldn't say that they're perfect. Like I said, sometimes some maintenance is a little behind on maintenance on restoring some of the painting and plaster work. But, I mean, all in all, I mean, they're incredibly intact. And I think that everyone I talk to, as far as real estate speculation is concerned, said that, you know, if you can find somebody who is willing to invest money in New Center, kind of become the Dan Gilbert of New Center, then they're going to do extremely well. There has not been a Dan Gilbert type of figure or a Pete Karmanos or even a Mike Ilitch in New Center. And once General Motors moved out of its headquarters in New Center to the Renaissance Center, you know, there's not been that corporate caretaker, if you will. There needs to be someone who's going to come in and make a big stance.
Yeah.
And I think that Fernando Pelzuelo, his name has been thrown around a lot in the press with his big splash he made on the Packard plant. He made it clear that he is interested in both the Fisher and Albert Kahn. He tried to buy them from Farbman, which is the entity that lost it in foreclosure. So if someone like him can come in and make that big play, that big splash, New Center is poised for some great things in the near future.
Dan, I have to say, some of us were rather caught off guard by the whole process. Here you have one of the most beautiful Art Deco buildings in Michigan, if not the nation. And it's going up on auction.com, which to me seems like kind of a way you'd sell an old car.
Yeah, and we've actually seen this an increasing amount here in Detroit. In fact, as we talk right now, they just closed an auction.com auction for the Bankers Trust Company building downtown.
Huh.
It's a smaller building, absolutely gorgeous, designed by the same architect who did the Guardian building and the Penobscot, actually. But the David Stott building and the Free Press building were both sold online in auctions. I mean, I don't know, I go on eBay to buy old records and things like that, but I never would think to go online to buy a building. But this way, you know, that's how the Chinese company DDI wound up buying the David Stott and the Free Press building. You know, I guess it's finding more potential buyers worldwide for some of these properties. I don't know whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, but regardless, I mean, you have a lot of buildings changing hands, more so in recent months or even the last couple of years than probably in the last decade. I mean, you know, it used to be an old Detroit before the latest renaissance that someone would buy a building and then just sit on it for 10 years. Maybe he or she would pay the taxes, maybe not.
Maybe not.
But now buildings are being, especially with Dan Gilbert buying up, you know, half of downtown. I mean, buildings are changing hands at an insane amount. And, you know,
is that a good thing? Is that a good thing, do you think?
I think it's a good thing if the buildings are going to the hands of someone who's going to do something with them. Yeah. I mean, if someone's buying the building up and they're planning on getting to work, yeah, it's great. But if they're just going to buy it up and speculate and sit on it for a while, kind of like the previous owner of the Free Press building and David Stott building did. Mm-hmm. And those buildings sold to Florida developer a while ago. He didn't do anything with them. And now he sold them to someone else, and they're not doing anything with them that we can see anyway. So I don't know.
It's not easy
renovating some of these buildings.
No.
Or cheap. I mean, that's financing for some of these buildings, and tax credits are involved. I mean, it's an incredibly complicated and expensive process on bringing an abandoned building back to life.
Dan Austin with the Detroit Free Press and also historicdetroit.org. Thank you so much, Dan.
Thank you.